Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. With all the turmoil in the world today, racial divisions, political strife, the pandemic, we're looking to see how being spiritually minded can bring life and peace to replace all the turmoil. We saw how it could in a famous biblical example yesterday. Today we'll look at one not nearly as well known. Hannah dearly wanted a child, but apparently infertile, she just couldn't conceive. Her husband did have children with another wife, not uncommon in those days, and he tried to console Hannah, but it just didn't work, especially since that other wife kept taunting Hannah. So one year, when the whole family was at a religious observance, Hannah, realizing she had no material resource to help her, turned completely to the spiritual, to God. In other words, she became spiritually minded. She went to the temple and, as she put it, poured out my soul before the Lord. She promised that she'd give her child completely to God, that the child would serve God and no other. What was the result of her spiritual mindedness? Life and peace. She did indeed have a child, a son, Samuel, who did serve God and was one of Israel's greatest leaders. Hannah found peace, and Israel enjoyed peace and prosperity, all as a result of Hannah being spiritually minded, turning completely to God and spiritual means of thinking and acting. May we today follow her example, let spiritual mindedness guide us, and find life and peace as a result. Amen.